Pedro?
We want to read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1.
Hebrews 9, verse 1.
It's always very difficult to stand here.
And
no matter how many times you've stood here. Amen.
Amen.
The purchase of the blood is very precious.
Amen.
Amen. Chapter
9,
Hebrews.
Hebrew chapter 9.
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
Zvino nei sungano yokutanga yakanga iine mirayiro yokushumira Mwari nayo neimba tsvene yenyika.
For there was a tabernacle made the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread which is called the sanctuary.
Nokuti tabernacle yaiva yakutanga yakagadzirwa makanga muine chigadziko chemwenje netafura nezvingwa zvokuratidza ndipo panonzi patsvene.
And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
Zvino mberi kwechidzitiro chepiri pakanga pane tabernacle yainzi patsvene tsvene.
Which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant.
Pakanga pane ndiro yendarama yezvinonhuhwira neareka yesungano yakanga yakanamwa nhivi dzose nendarama. Imomo makanga muine hari yendarama yakanga iine mana netsvimbo yaAroni yakadeya kutungira namawendefa esungano.
And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat of which we cannot now speak particularly.
Pamusoro payo pakanga pana makerubhi okubwinya akadzikatidza chifunhiro chengoni hatigone kurongedzera izvozvo tichiita chimwe nechimwe.
Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle accomplishing the service of God.
Zvino zvinhu izvi zvakati zvagadzirwa saizvozvo vaprisita vaipinda mutabhanekeri yokutanga nguva dzose vachibata mabasa okushumira Mwari.
But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
Asi mune yechipiri muprisita mukuru aipinda ari oga kamwe chete negore, asi asingapindi asine ropa raizozvibayira iye nezvivi zvevanhu.
The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while as the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Mweya mutsvene achiratidza chinhu ichi kuti nzira inoenda kunzvimbo tsvene yakanga isati yataridzwa tabernacle yokutanga ichimire.
Which was a figure for the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience.
Wakanga uri mufananidzo wenguva ino vanobayira nayo zvipo nezvibayiro zvisingagone kukwaniswa pahana yake iye unoshumira.
Which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation.
Nekuti yainguva mirayiro yenyama yezvokudya nezvokunwa nokushamba kuzhinji yavakatemerwa kusvikira panguva yokuvandudzwa.
Ishe waropafadze kuverengwa kushoko
rao. The Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. We may be seated.
I don't intend to take long, as I say.
Ndakurebesa sezvandataura.
We just want to encourage one another.
Ndakurudzirana manherano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hoping that I can place just a stone by building so that we continue building the tabernacle. We want to talk about worshiping God in the three courts.
Given
our time, I think I will not able to cover all. So
I can emphasize and see where we can close.
Yes, but we are talking about worshipping God in the three courts.
Brother
Branham says God is perfected in three. We have Father, we have Son, we have Holy Ghost. His ministry had three pools, the first pool,
we
have justification, sanctification, baptism
with
the Holy Ghost. We have water, we have blood, we have
spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, there are these three steps that God is perfected in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we, as we read about the tabernacle, the old tabernacle, that
is
three compartments. All these compartments are the people who are worshiping God. Hallelujah. And every time it had people who were fooling there. Except that in the holiest of holies, only one person would go in there. And you go into the outer one, you know, you get more people. All the priests were in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, he has made us priests and kings. Meaning we would be candidates for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you go to the outer court. There we would see almost everyone now. And God was dwelling in the holiest of holies. Hallelujah. If you wanted to see God, you had to go where He is. He was. And God was in the holiest of holies. So if you wanted to really meet God,
it
meant you needed to go into the holiest of holies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe a real worshiper wants to meet God. You want to meet that which you are worshipping. You don't want to worship God by correspondence. But you want a first-hand experience with that God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A true believer, I think every true believer, if you don't have the experience of the God that you are worshiping, you know, it's like you feel empty. You have not yet accomplished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to see that God. You want to experience that God. Hallelujah. In the Bible we are told of Saul, the king of Israel. You know, he used to see God. Either through visions, either through dreams, or the Urim
Thummim,
the prophet would prophesy, and he was comfortable. Because every time there was a testimony about that God that he was worshipping. But there was a time when those things ceased. He could not hear that God. He couldn't even dream about it. He couldn't even hear about the vision. The prophets were silent about him. And he got worried. And I think every true believer must have the same concern. If you can't dream about him, if you can't hear about him, if you can't feel him, you must get worried. Because you come home to worship him. And if you don't see him, if you don't experience him, then you must ask yourself, have I missed him? Why did I not see him? Why can I not declare him, his presence here? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we come to church, We are coming to see God. We are coming to worship God. And our God is not a myth. He is not a myth. He is a real God. So you can see Him. So you can hear Him. You can feel Him. So every time you come, and as long as you feel Him, as long as you see Him, as long as you hear Him, you go back satisfied. Because you know that you are coming from meeting with your God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Saul was not happy. Amen. He comes from home. He goes to church. Once at home, he didn't dream about him. He comes here. The prophets are not saying anything about him. Hallelujah. The Urim Thummim is silent. And Saul was so concerned until it forced him to go to hunt for a witch. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It forced him to go and hunt for a witch so that he would find an explanation. Why is God silent? Why can't I dream about him? Why can't we feel him? Why can't we see him? Hallelujah. And we also don't want to be satisfied. Coming from home, going to worship God here, and we don't see Him, and we don't hear Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It means we have done a vain thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You need to be very sure that when you worship or pray, you want to know that God was there. That God was listening. When I was praying, He was listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because tikangouya tongotaura mashoko
kani,
Mwari wacho hana kuzvinzwa.
The Lord is not yet.
Hallelujah. We must be concerned.
Tinofanira kuva nehanya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, when you know that He is there, and when you know that He is listening, you know, you can tell Him everything. Because you know He is listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know He is listening. Your eyes may not declare Him. You know, but Brother Branham, one time, you know, when God came to him and he asked him, don't you want to walk with me? You know, out there in the forest, as he was walking, he was by himself. But he knew that God is with me. His eyes could not behold.
This is God.
Hallelujah. His ears could not declare. But his sixth sense, he knew
that God is here.
Hallelujah.
Don't you want to walk with me?
He said,
I want, Lord. He started to walk in the forest.
And he knew. At this moment,
I am walking with God. God is walking with me. When he was leaning upon a tree, he knew the Lord is with me here. Maybe he is leaning on the same tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, brother. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, in the three courts, you know, Brother Branham said God was in that inner court.
In the
holiest of holies there. You know, there was His presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At one time, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, from Egypt to the promised land, if your presence does not go with us, it's better we don't go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you wanted to be in His presence. And when you wanted to be in His presence, then you needed to go into the holiest of holies. Because that's where God was. He knew what was in the middle court. He knew what was in the outer court. But he was in the holiest of
holies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And during even that time, it was very difficult to go into the presence of the Lord. That's why if only one person would go once a year, it was not easy to go into the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the days of his fatherhood, even when he came in the days of his flesh, it was not that easy to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was difficult to come into the presence of
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All those who wanted to see Jesus, even whatever the Greeks were going,
even the Greeks,
they wanted to go and greet him.
We want to see him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The woman who was suffering with the blood issue, she wanted to get into the presence of Jesus Christ. And it was not so easy because of the press. People were pressing around Jesus. And if you wanted to get it there, there were always people who were trying to make sure you don't get it
there.
Hallelujah. So it was not easy to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to shake hands. He wanted to really feel him. He wanted to talk to him about his own thoughts. But he found it was not easy. Hallelujah. Until he had to devise a plan to go and climb on it and look down on him.
He's a real man.
He's
laughing.
Hey.
He's a real man.
He could not go to him. He had to go up at him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bible wrote about that man who was sick of the palsy.
The Bible speaks about the man who was sick.
This man had their relative who was sick. They wanted to go to Jesus. They wanted to go into his presence. They knew in his presence all things are possible. But they could not until they had to devise the plan.
They went on top of the house. Imagine the process. When we read it, it seems as if it is easy.
Process.
Imagine the process.
To take
a sick and make a stretcher bed. And look
for the ladder.
And someone
don't die.
Put the sick man.
Jesus
is preaching.
And the one who desired a good.
The desired
a good. Can I tap in the moon?
When we enter the it was difficult.
Do you remember about that woman, that Mexican woman? It was very difficult for her to come into the presence of Jesus Christ when he was in the body of a prophet.
They thought while they were outside, they were looking for this side. They wanted to see where Jesus was. They said, go ahead. And they took hammers. Because it was a house that was built. They had to destroy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus
was
here. Even if I walk out with the pizza, they
said that on the ladder he had it.
And he let them like that.
Until it was open. Until they were dropping
him.
Everyone was looking at him. What is happening? He was dropping down.
It was not easy to get into the presence of
Jesus Christ.
Both Kubawachiri in his fatherhood dispensation, even to the days of his flesh, even in the days of the Son of Man.
Kunyange mazoe mana komana womunhu.
It was not easy.
Zvanga zviri nyore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maiwa Mary.
Mary.
And the brothers of Jesus. Wakafumba wakati, no, mwana yekumba kwedu.
He's our brother.
No, tinogona kusvika kwaari.
We can just go to him now.
Tinopfuura nepapa madhikoni akada kuti muri kuenda kupi tokwatarira zvado.
Where are you going?
Uyu ndibuda ndibuda ndibudeona. We did not tell Ramashira about
Jesus.
He
was the younger brother to Jesus.
I want to my young Berica.
He was the mother. Saka the very mother.
Regate for us. He
saw it was impossible.
Hallelujah. They didn't send.
Nume.
Tell
him we are outside here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Branham wanted to spoken with you, he was to pass that way.
Brother Branham wanted in the message, he was to pass this way.
Hallelujah. But you know, the devil wants.
Paragraph 93.
Spoken, sorry.
All right. He was to pass this way, 93.
640321. You know, the devil just wants to see what he can do to throw everything in your way.
Satan anotoona kuti oita zvanoripi kuti akandire zvinhu zvose munzira mako.
That he can.
Zvaanokwanisa.
To keep you from seeing Jesus.
Kukudzivisa kuti usaone Jesu.
Kana waifunga kuti zviri nyore kusvika kuna
Jesu.
Satan anotoona in terms of leverage.
Everything
make sure kuti hausiite kuna Jesu
kwani. That you can arrive to Jesus.
But if you are determined to see him, God will make a way.
Mwari vanoita nzira.
For you to see him. Nekuti
umuone.
Just keep that in your mind. Something will take place. If that hunger begins to break into your heart, something, you will go and see him anyhow. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter how many obstacles
you are meeting,
you will see Jesus. If you are determined. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 76, but you know, there is something about it. When you make up your mind that you want to see him, there is nothing going to stop you from seeing him. I don't care what it is. You are persistent. And it's like the little Greek woman was persistent to get to Jesus. And there is something about it. That whenever you make up your mind that you are going to see him, there isn't nothing going to stop you. But remember, when you make up your mind, then the devil,
Satan,
is going to do everything he can to stop you. He is determined that you are not going to understand. You are not going to see it. He will throw every black sheet across you to keep you from seeing him.
Hallelujah.
When
you are worshipping God, it takes to be more.
Amen.
Courageous.
The kingdom suffers violence.
That
is it.
Real fighting.
Daniel prayed.
Daniel,
he had a prayer request. And he fasted. And he prayed. Satan,
the devil saw it. He tried to hinder the prayer.
But apana chinomisa munamato yemunhu.
Nothing will hinder the prayer.
Kana wakatsanya.
Someone who is fasting.
Kana wakatsunga.
When you are determined.
It will be a hot shot.
Shot
yakasimba.
He may try.
But
to,
you wakatsunga.
But you are determined.
Kana sadza varega kudya.
Even you are not eating.
Sese varega kuita.
Everything you have left.
Kuti munamato uende.
So that the prayer can go.
Ende munamato akapfuura.
And the prayer went.
Madimoni aripo.
Even the demons were there.
Satan wakatozogona kumisa ngirozi.
The devil stopped the angel.
But munamato akataza
kuti the prayer, he couldn't stop the prayer.
Chakazogona kumisa ngirozi.
In the angels, not prayer.
Because ngirozi does zambo tanya.
Angels did not pray.
But Daniel
was fasting 21 days. And he couldn't hinder his prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want to meet Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not easy. But it's possible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in the Old Testament, they are saying, there were those three courts. And yes, we are saying, hallelujah. in the holiest of
holies.
That's where Jesus was.
Brother
Abraham says, a hidden life in Christ. 55, 11, 10. Paragraph E18. Now, in the Old Testament, there was what they called the outer court. We watch what was in the outer court. Then there was a holy place, or the first veil. And then inside the holiest of holies. Now, he says, I will jump a bit there. Now, we are going to speak tonight on the holiest of holies, the dwelling place where God Himself dwells. Them days, He dwelt in His tabernacle. And today, He dwells in you as His tabernacle. But we must make this place a dwelling, not an outer court place. Or this first holy place. But we must live with God in the holiest of holies. A consecrated, hidden life. Alone. Quiet with God. Hallelujah. Now, munhu aibva kumba.
Someone was coming from home.
Wenda ku church.
And he went to church.
Over pinda mu outer court.
He went into the outer court.
Over atona matarimo.
He was praying in the outer court.
Asina kuona hake mwari.
Without seeing God.
Over atozokera kumba.
And he went back home.
Otozita bva ku church.
And he was saying, I have come from church.
But aona mwari here.
But did he see God?
Ana kuona mwari.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brother me say.
Brother Branham varikuti.
Iko zvino. The three courts
are in you as an individual.
Amen. There is your outer court.
There
is your middle court. And there is the inner court. Where God dwells.
Amen. Can worship God.
I am outer court.
In the outer court.
Opeza kunamata.
And he finished. Go back home.
Asina kuona mwari.
Without seeing God.
Asachinda namata.
But he is saying, I have worshipped God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the brother Branham is saying, we must.
Brother, we are going to be in the holiest of holies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Abraham,
was there Abraham,
when he went to worship with the young man,
the first group of worshippers, they couldn't go away from home. Sarah remained home.
Amen.
Amen.
Outer court.
She was in the outer court. She was.
Hallelujah.
Remaining home.
Then the second group.
They went with Abraham.
Amen. She was Abraham.
Abraham beheld from afar the place that he was worshiping. He told the other worshippers.
And I think this five. We come.
I think Tashika panapa, Sarah panapa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be satisfied with worshiping God here. Hallelujah. You can praise God here. You can sing here. You can even my special songs.
You have your special songs.
Hallelujah. Me and the child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there were three people who were stretched across the coast.
Others were where the father was. Others were heading the sheep and goats.
The
donkeys.
Wanga wari kumba.
Somewhere home.
Wanga wari kuti wanhu wese waenda kunonamata.
They were saying people have gone to worship.
Vasikudzwa kuti vamwe havana kusvika.
They didn't know some have not.
Vamwe vari kufudza mbongoro.
Some are heading the donkeys.
Amen. Waifudza iwavo.
Ndio
wanga vachizwa vanhu waenda kunonamata.
They knew the people who had gone to worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isu tiri kuda kuva that group ra Abraham.
We want to be the Abrahamic group.
Hallelujah. Even in these tabernacles,
we want to get into the worship. They are worshiping in that gear.
You are in His presence. Now, because it's no longer the physical. Two people may be sitting close by each other in church.
Someone is in the holiest of
holies.
Someone is in the outer court.
Because as Jesus said,
because
those three courts are in each individual. People sitting by each other.
Umwe
ari mu holiest of holies.
Someone is in the holiest of holies.
Umwe ari mu outer court.
Other one is in the outer court.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Why are people so tossed about? Paragraph 24.
Paragraph 24.
Stroke 4.
Right. 560101.
Yes.
560101.
Why are people so tossed about?
Page 24, paragraph 4.
Yes.
Say one watching over papers.
I'm just picking some quotations
from
the The justified man out here. He walks by daylight. Brother Branham tells us. Kutichai differentiated the three courts.
Why did differentiated the three courts?
Was the type of life. Light langari mo outer court.
The light that was in the outer court
was different from the light in the middle court. It was different from the light in the holiest of holies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The justified man out here. He walks by daylight.
Amen.
Amen. Outer court.
Someone in the outer court.
Tika taura ne muda watu zgiza isus.
If you can speak in our own language.
Munaruna mata ari munyama.
He's worshiping in the flesh.
I don't know whether you understand it.
I don't know whether you understand.
Munaruna mata ari munyama.
Someone who is worshiping in flesh.
The justified man out here. He walks by daylight. Some day he has gloomy days. Get it? Oh, I hope you see this. God bless you. Some days are gloomy. Some days you do not know whether it's really worthwhile to serve God or not. You are walking in the outer court. Sure. You are eating manna. Sure, you are a believer. Sure, you have eternal life. Sure, if you die, you go to heaven. Truly. But what kind of life are you living? Every day, you get out here. Oh, I got my dandruff up today. I told them about it. I cast them out. I couldn't help it. God forgive me. My, don't you hate to live that kind of a life? The up and down. And the trouble. And that full day and night. Back to church. This, that, apologizing to this over here. These are the fellows just blooming right along. Not a thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See what kind of a light is working in. It's according to the weather. Now, fukaenda ku physical temple.
When you go to the physical temple, who were on the outer court, they were not different from those who had remained home. The difference was someone had come to church.
Because
the same one who has remained home was being troubled by the same
one. Amen. He is working according to the weather. When it's too hot,
those in the outer court, he felt the sun. He said, it's too hot at church. The same thing, the one who has remained home. The difference is because this one is in church.
It gives the light outside. The gloomy, the 4G, the halfway, and the bright day. Then a gloomy and a 4G and a cloud over the sun. That's the way any regenerated, justified man lives. Hallelujah. That's right. That's all the light he has to walk in when he's just walking
better.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Someone
who is living in the outer court.
Even akataka kunamata ari mu outer court.
Praying in the outer court.
You know, Brother Branham munhu wemuouter court anoropafadzwa
nezvinhu
zvinobata nyama
yake.
Even first pull ya brother Branham,
first pull ya brother Branham,
outer court first pull yairopafadza nyama
yake.
Saka kunamata kwacho kunoaffecta nyama.
Kind of worship affects the flesh.
Amen.
Iwe
kana wakunamata.
When you are praying.
Now that you are the three tabernacles together.
Zvino watemberi.
Kana wakunamata uri munyama.
When you are worshiping in flesh.
Because unotofamba ma steps acho kuti kuzosvike mu inner court, holiest of holies.
A few steps to go into the holiest of holies.
Uri kunamata unotanga usinamata pano izozoti ndini ndiri kutotaura hangu pano.
When you are worshiping you start praying and you know I'm the one who is praying.
Zvekuti ukatiziya kunamata so.
If you know
train ikatanga kuti power kupfuura.
You are now praying and the train is.
Unotonamata.
And you are praying.
Train yakutenda ikamutare yeye.
You say the train is going to Mutare.
But unamata.
But you are praying.
Uri kutonzwa train iri kupfuura.
You hear the train passing out of court.
Eh? Chirori chikati bo bo bo.
Sounds something.
Hmm? Kuti madriver mazuwano.
Those truck drivers.
Ah yeah.
Lord, help us with this.
Ah, Lord, Heavenly Father, tibasire.
Help us, Father. Someone hooting the bells.
These
combi drivers, and you are worshiping. You are praying.
But
you are praying in the outer court. No matter if you are here.
Ukavuga makuti unamata.
Even home when you are in the
outer court.
When you are still in the outer court.
Paunovuga makunamata.
When you need to pray.
Mwari maita henyu.
Lord, thank you.
Matipa zora nasi.
You have given me a good day.
Jehovah wakanaka.
God who is good.
Jehovah is good.
You hear some sound.
Makonzo haya atanga.
Oh, this race has started.
Makonzo haya atanga.
The race has started.
Atulubika sei.
But you are praying.
Oh, Jehovah tibatsire.
Oh, God help us.
Oh, Jehovah tibatsire.
Oh, God help us.
Jehovah onzo kuti kwacha kwacha kwacha.
You hear sound again.
Yes. Yes.
What is happening?
Yes. Eh? You are still in the outer court. Uri kunamata uri munyama.
You are worshiping in flesh.
Hallelujah. Uri kutoyasa kunzwa zvese zviri kuitika.
Everything you are affected by everything happening around you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Kana uda kunamata.
When you want to pray.
Sister.
Kubvoti
ari gandi kunamata.
Say, let me go and pray.
But Rigandise put your muriyo famo. Let me
put my meat on the stove.
Hey,
and you put it on three. And you go and kneel and pray.
Are you telling me you want to go to the inner court?
You want to
go to the holiest of holies?
Hey?
You
are worshiping and you know.
Maybe
the water is not yet finished.
Maybe
the water is about to finish.
Yes. Even if you say,
let's close
in the do you mean to tell me you want to go, you are prepared to go to the holiest of holies?
Mati
is a boundary.
You want to close with the
prayer.
Just slow it around.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because as you pray, it is natural.
Panyama.
Unopura nemo. In the same way, high priest, high bongo, na uzosika mu holy
and the holy. Outer court, you pass through the holy.
Asapura niko outer court.
The high priest,
asapura nemo in
the
court.
Passing through the outer court.
Why do pura niko?
They were passing through all those courts. Everybody has to pass through those all three courts.
Amen. But we must not stop. We must go until we get there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Oh my.
Mu outer court.
In the outer court.
Imu munoitwa kana business
inoitwa. There is everything, even Jesus.
Baba akaenda ku church.
When Jesus went to church.
Akasvika kuruka chiwepo paya.
And he plaited a rope.
Those
who were buying and selling, they were not buying and selling in the street.
Kana iwo itoshika kuti ungaenda unotengesa maputi ako holiest of holies kuna mwari.
They were afraid to go and sell their commodities in the holiest of holies where God was.
Tinotengesa kuno.
They were saying selling is here in the outer court.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesu paakapinda.
When Jesus went to the temple,
he
saw even brothers selling where the priests were.
No. Vanga vari kutengesera ku outer court.
They were selling in the outer court.
Ikoko kunoitika zvese. Because vanhu vari munyama chaimo.
Because they are in flesh, anything can happen.
Wamwakaisa matebho avo ipapo. Wamwe vari kuita chii, vamwe vari kuchinja mari. Muchechi imomo.
In the church outer court.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
Madhara wakabva kumba washiti vari kuenda kutembe.
Some elders came from home going to church.
Kwete kunonamata mwari.
Not to worship.
Vanga ne mombe dzake.
He is beast.
Nemagwa yake.
And he is sheep.
Ne hangaiwa dzake.
And he is pigeons.
Kuitira wamwari kuda kunamata.
They wanted to sell to the worship.
Amen. Saka aidiri kupinda muchurch much.
He was going into the temple.
Panapa ane mombe dzake.
Yes, he is beast.
Pane magwai yake pano.
Yeah, he is sheep.
You know, basa rake ndere kutarisa vari kupinda waya.
What is he looking for? He is looking for the worshipers who are coming.
This person, you know, zaudi kada munu, wakatadzira mwarika. Haumbo uyu uchifara
mani. He could see potential customers.
Chizo chizaka kudonda uri kumba chaiku chaiku.
Something was telling them with the face. Potential customers.
Uya ari kuya achifara. Because in the Bible, mutara about sacrifice, yeah, joy, sacrifice, yes,
sacrifice.
Umano ya ine thanksgiving.
Someone is a thanksgiving sacrifice.
Umano ya ine sin offering.
Someone is a sin offering.
Amen. Saka wese wa wari kwa chipinda.
Oh, those were coming.
Ah, wari kuna pasara ku design out.
They could design. This type of sorrow. This is a potential customer. Maybe he has committed adultery.
Yaka,
he has made that
decision. You
are selling your beast.
Wachada.
Those who want.
Without
spot or
wrinkle.
Without wrinkle or spot. All documents to show it was 2 years old.
Hallelujah. Akaona kuti wapfuura pane mombe but okay muda wai here
no
ye old muda wai akaona wapfuura kuti anoti nechi
ine hanga iyo ndokubvisa
zvizese ndokubvisa zvizese
you know
Moses
that was done.
Amen.
Amen.
Munhu aiuya kuchurch.
Someone was coming to
church. Ogara muchurch.
It is still in church.
Sista mdiwa.
Sista mdiwa.
Ndaka watengesera.
I sold here.
Chicken.
My chicken.
Hawasati wawu yane mariangu.
She has not brought
the man.
I will ask you the man for chicken.
Today,
it won't be. I will
Saka ask you.
When she comes
to church.
And sit in church. When we are singing and praising God. When he is singing, he is looking for Sista mdiwa.
Has
she arrived?
When
she arrived.
And
when she doesn't see
her.
Even she won't get into the spirit. My shoes.
Brother Namo for not the chit.
Brother Namo must fit them.
I don't what you think.
I will tell him to buy them anyhow.
And what you think?
I will tell him to buy this.
Sakanutoya ato plana kuti brother Namu
anjari
brother Namu.
Brother Namu cannot
brother
buy
Kadiwa.
Brother Kadiwa.
Brother David. Ah no, anu kwana shit.
Between these three.
No, in the place pa wai waona wachivamba aninga jingo tari Saudi no.
He is looking for the size.
It is 10.
Yeah, I say it's 10.
Yeah, brother anu fana kwana.
This brother must fit size 10.
Saka pano uya.
When he is coming to church, he is targeting.
You know.
When you will be happy,
that is the time
when we will be ending up the service.
And he tells
the child,
teaching pay the service.
When as soon as the service ends,
you must go to
brother Namu before he goes to his
house. Brother Namu, our guy, when you
finish, he goes
out.
As long as the service ends, you go to him. Say, they want to see you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is
this? Where is this happening? In the outer court. We ask
debt
in the outer court. Everything is done there.
Nowadays,
it's not physical.
You may not necessarily, we are not necessarily talking about munato pinda mchecheru.
Why
are you so mad?
Iwewe,
a tabanako.
It's a temporary way.
Uriko outer court.
You are in the outer court.
Why are
you so? You have come to ask for debts here. You have come to ask for your debts.
Mm.
You don't hinder.
This was your market for each other.
You must market to each other. Mukazona
dress is not vendi. Wana kunyika wateng. Muto mimbwimba ni masi.
You must sell your dresses.
Saka this was your market for one another.
We are the market.
But this is just no kuna kuti sungirira outer court.
Affect us to leave us in the outer court.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I had a certain boy who
came to our
home.
He was helping us in our yard.
So, you know, I said,
are you a believer? He said, I worship. I said, where?
Well,
I cannot mention the church, but some of our churches.
Current big churches.
Some of these current big churches.
I said,
why are you going there?
It
only does me
good. So I was trying to testify.
Trying to see.
I said,
there are many people there.
I heard that
things are being sold in churches, everything whatsoever.
Even
apples are sold in church. I heard it.
She can see, yes.
He said, yes, sir.
She can see every Sunday.
And it's shown to Egaya. There comes two trucks.
They
truck 30
tons.
There comes 60 tons every Sunday. With
apples.
And they are prayed for.
You know the anointed apple.
They are now being called anointed apples after prayer. I said, can they finish those two trucks? Since I started going there, I don't know how many months he was going there.
$5.
He said, I am going and coming back with $5.
They
are finished. I am not able
to buy one. $5.
One is going for $5. One apple.
Church.
In church.
Apple.
Imagine when one truck is finished.
$5
with apples being sold $5 each.
You can afford even to donate to the government.
No, but I will remain the money we created. I said, I'm looking for that apple since I started to go there, but I cannot find it.
And this I didn't really want it because
not yet finished, because they are finished.
So is that in the outer court? Is that?
We thank God for our pastor that we have.
Then no pastor, why da? How could a business?
This pastor wanted to do business here.
Even wakawe ni ma ballpoint.
Even when he comes with the ballpoint.
Kuti na namati ma ballpoint.
I prayed for this ballpoint.
Pastor Chase.
Pastor Chase.
Indi rotenga
himself. Vanhu vanototora hey, kuti ndi pastor vari kutengesa.
Why not? I respect him.
You know, Aremekeza.
I believe he's a man of God.
Kana
aina matira.
When he has prayed for the
pen, ndi nomba imwe isiri yakanda matira.
I will give him another one. If someone asks for that pen, I will give him another one, which is not that one. We thank God we have a good pastor.
Because he could take advantage.
Oh, Dara
could pano Nasinda Yanichi the sugar ma 2 kg. I anointed.
I have brought anointed 2 kg.
Sugar.
Everybody who queue to that queue to buy the sugar.
He has that power to do that. Amen, but he doesn't do it. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Listen to what Brother Branham said.
Hansi, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
60328.
Paragraph E10. I said, all right, sister, right.
Sister, right.
Went up on the hill. And I started to kneel down. And the green briars was cutting me. Exactly. Well, I moved over a little further. And it was so rough on the ground. Them rocks. I just couldn't get comfortable. The rocks.
Matombo pese pese.
Muprofita aenda kunona mari.
This is the prophet going to worship.
Akugama kuti ana mari.
He is kneeling to worship.
Ari kuti anga ari mu outer court.
He was in the outer court.
Paaenda ku outer court.
When he went to the outer court.
Ndobva afugama kuti ana mari.
He kneeled down to pray.
Paari kuda kuti anga kuti heavenly father, heavenly father.
Heavenly father.
Sine ndobva mbaya.
He was pricked.
Ndobva mbaya.
And another one pricked him.
He stopped praying.
He went a little bit further.
Because it was ndobvandafugama.
He knew to pray.
It was rough on the ground. When he was kneeling, he prayed a little
bit. He went
that is a normal process.
You come from the outer court,
inner court,
you go into
holiest
the court,
of holies,
then into the holiest of holies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I just couldn't get comfortable. I went around the hill, the side of the hill. Amen. And it was leaning too much sideways. So
he wanted to pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we said Satan had to reach to Jesus.
That Satan doesn't want you to reach to where Jesus.
Amen.
Is.
Jesus had to come out of
the everything that happened in the outer court.
Satan had that one. Why did you not?
Therefore, who didn't want people to see God?
Then I climbed up a little further in the thicket. I
knelt
it down. The mosquitoes were just humming. Heavenly Father, I want to
These mosquitoes.
Heavenly Father, look at them.
These mosquitoes.
Zaka wama kunamadira kusero.
It's hard to pray behind the bush.
Amen. The mosquitoes were just having all around my ears. And I couldn't hardly pray. And I believed it then. It was the devil.
Satan.
So I said, oh Lord, be merciful. And just threw up my hands. And started praying anyhow. And just let the mosquitoes fill up if they wished.
He ignored everything. He was in the next court.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there was something that was burdening my heart. And after I became so lost in prayer. Can I wait a lost in prayer?
So you are lost in prayer.
Holiest of holies.
You are not affected by this fleshly thing. The noise from the wrath you can't hear. The noise from the mosquito you can't hear. The pricks you can't hear. Them.
Because you are now in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And guess you Christians know what it means to be lost in prayer. You just forget where you are. That is praying in the spirit. And I opened my eyes. And just the side of the little dogwood bush, there was a light hanging there. Light shining down to where I was. He said, rise. And go by the way of
Kata.
When he was troubled
by mosquitoes, this light didn't come.
Amen.
When he was built, this light couldn't come.
But when he progressed further, he went into the presence of God. Then he was lost in prayer. Blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus Bofu. It's 0730.
Right. Paragraph 74. Step to somewhere in that.
0730.
I want to stop here a minute.
Now, Bumira
Panosio. No, let me start from you. You know, that's the way to get close, God close to you. Think about Him. Talk about Him. Don't talk about the things of the world. Talk about Jesus. That's the way to do it. People may think you're a little funny, but that's all right. Just keep on. Let your conversation be about Him. I want to stop here a minute. My son Billy, he's around here somewhere. Here, about 3 or 4 years ago, we were at a meeting. They were playing some kind of music or something. We went in after service at Wood River, Illinois. And we went in to get some food. And they was playing some kind of a song. I don't know what it was. And he said,
Daddy,
ain't that a pretty song?
Where this song was being played.
One is hearing the song.
The other one, the other one
is not hearing the song.
He
said, what song? And I despise them little old jukeboxes. Ever, what you call it? I've went into a many restaurant and said, lady, I will lay down $2 down here. I got my family. If you pull the plug out of that huge thing, till I can let my family eat, you just pull the plug out. Saka wari imo mumai. Ndoma wakazi wachimbo ichi.
He heard this song.
Billy Boy is hearing it.
Billy Boy heard it.
Brother Branham is not hearing it.
Brother Branham wanga singa.
Them old rock and roll.
Yanga hii rock and roll.
And boogly woogly.
Yeyo hii amazu
wanga. And every that kind of stuff.
Ne mando ye zese
zaka. It's a disgrace. It makes me so nervous. You can't eat. I don't mind it myself.
Inina nineteka ne pamzoro pa.
Because I got a little gear.
Ne wuti ndine rimwe gear.
I can prove myself in and just keep thinking about God and I don't hear at it at all.
Those
not sustain even the combis.
This is what sustains us even in the combis.
Uchingo pinda mkombi.
When you go into a combi, they started to play.
You don't know what type of music was playing.
Then you hear the music and you know when you are entering in it.
When
it starts and the next song after that in that album.
My. Fighter number two.
There is a problem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so after a while, because he was still single then. Bilipo. Before he was married, some little lady would trip by.
I'm sure he's paying a tip or something. And he said,
I bought
Daddy. Yes, and she got pretty hair. The brother.
The brother, that is saying.
Yes.
He is telling the prophet.
She goes, hey.
Yeah, this is pretty, daddy.
I said, who? Who?
Ani?
He said, daddy.
Daddy.
All you think about is the Bible and God.
You are not seeing what we are seeing in this outer court. You are not seeing them.
I said, thank you, Ali. That's a very nice compliment. That's all I wanted to think about. That's right. If I can just keep my mind settled on him all the time, that's all that's necessary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We need that little gear.
Amen.
Kekutikana zvino zvanetsa tinongopinda imo.
You go into that gear.
Brother Branham White ogara wari in the holiest of holies.
Stayed in the holiest of holies all the time.
Kune wakaenda na Brother Branham kuhunting.
Someone went with Brother Branham to hunting.
You know, saka wakagara zvavo, you know.
They were seated.
The serenity, you know, hapasina kana kumboipa.
There was no sin, nothing in the bushes.
She said, hey, Brother Branham.
Said Brother Branham.
When you
come out here in the bushes,
does
the Lord show you visions?
And that brother had a condition in my wife.
Brother, how long are the condition in my
wife? You know,
when he was thinking, out in the bushes, there's nothing spiritual.
Even a special song. You know,
for someone to enter
thinking
into
like, you know, that prophet in Bible.
He said,
and come with
all of a sudden, he was told about the condition he was thinking about of his mother.
Why, Gara? What is holiest of holies?
Always in the holiest of holies, Brother Branham.
This is Gumbo Buddha,
Buddha,
it's not guaranteed what you do.
Always in the holiest of holies.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we will be with God there.
Brother
Branham, any time.
Brother Branham, why?
God would talk to him. He could see a vision. He could make a prophecy. He could pray.
And someone was being healed immediately.
He was always staying
in the
presence.
He was always in God's presence.
Every time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May
the Lord help us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will skip the inner court. Amen. But middle court,
in the middle court,
the light, Rishan 21.
Yes, the light which they were using.
It was no longer the sun. It was no longer the stars. It was no longer the moon. Because in the outer court,
they were depending on the sun, because moon, and the stars. Because we were on the outer. You are not different from the one who
is on the outer.
When the sun is hot, you sweat in
Amen.
The outer court. cannot shine properly, you are affected.
But why do you second court?
When you go into the second court,
Brother Branham says, why are people so tossed about?
560101,
paragraph.
Page 25, paragraph
3. Yes. Well, he comes into the court.
Now,
that's in there, there is seven golden candlesticks.
Like
holy place. And it's giving light. The candlesticks are giving light. That's to the man who quits his drinking. Chris is smoking. Chris lying. Chris stealing. Chris his neighbor right. Good to his wife. Good to her husband. The same way. Man or woman. The believer. He has come into a place where he has quit all his meanness, which is through the blood with sanctification. He
is
called to a new life. And he walks in there. Amen. He don't have to walk by the light out there. He's got a better light. He's walking by the light of seven golden candles, which is burning olive oil. And the olive oil was representing the Holy Spirit. The fire was the baptism, which brought baptism, or even baptized right in there by the Holy Spirit. But you are not hid away yet. You are not behind the veil. Amen.
Amen.
He is here. Here he is. He is walking in these seven golden candlesticks. There is many light, much light in there. But there is days when those lights are down.
There's
when them lamps smoke. And that light is not so good. There are times when them lights have to be relit again. And you have to borrow a little from the neighbor to light one candle to the other one. It's still not a good light. We are thankful for it. But it's still not the right life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, brother, I spoke in
tongues.
I've shouted. Good, it's wonderful. But let me tell you something different. Alright, he is walking in this light. It's an artificial light. It's not the light of the sun. The light of the moon, the stars. The man in the justified court, when night comes, he has a very dim light. Just the stars, maybe a pale moon, or a lot of flying clouds. He's in an awful fix. But the man up here at the altar, who keeps himself under consecration, he says, Lord, I'm going to live right by you. I'm the deacon in the church, or something or another. I'm going to live good to my neighbor. I'm going to try my best to do better, Lord. Well, he's living in a better life. His light seldom goes out. But they do smoke up. And they have to light one from the other one.
Paragraph 26.
Now, in the holiest of holies. But the man who walks beyond that and goes in when the world is shut off, when the veil drops around him, down under the locking of the wings of the cherubim, the great Shekinah glory hung under there. It never got dim. It never went out. And the man who lives in the presence of God, under the veil, lives in the Shekinah glory. I don't care if the storms are raging. Or the clouds. Or the moon don't shine. And the stars don't shine. When the candlestick goes out, that doesn't matter. He is living in the Shekinah glory of God. Under the power of the Holy Ghost. In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Amen.
The lamp is the light.
Yeah.
It didn't go out at night.
It
didn't go out. It's kind of a mystic light. Kind of a soft glowing light. And the believer rests, walks around inside the veil. The Shekinah glory. Where the pot of manna was. Where he eats daily. Never give out. He eats from the manna. Oh my, he has not a worry in the world. Everything was taken care of. God was over him. Listening to his prayer. And answering his prayer. Not only that, but he's living right in the presence of the King. God is the Shekinah glory. Every time anything would start up like that, it wouldn't get to him. He wouldn't listen to it. He couldn't. The wines of the world was on the outside. If you ever come into Christ, my friend, ever into a place where the world is dead, whether your children are this way,
whether we have them in this,
your mother is this way, your daddy said this way, or your pastor said that, whether the doctor said this or that, you don't even hear it. This is what we are hearing on Wednesday. That is 2%.
That's guiding you in this.
Hallelujah. You live only in the Shekinah glory. Walking and living in the presence of the King. Every day is sweet in your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And kana wapinda mu Shekinah glory.
When you entered into the Shekinah glory. When you read it from.
When you entered into the Shekinah glory.
When you entered into the Shekinah glory. You were wearing certain clothes.
Amen.
Amen.
When you are
being troubled by dressing, you must know he is still in the outer court.
Because
when you are in the holiest of holies, the presence alone will tell you, go and dress properly.
Amen.
Your dress is see-through. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, when you walk, when things are not you,
something tells you. Something tells you. If you are not dressed,
when someone is telling you,
so you are in the outer court.
Which is the way you are.
When you are in the inner court, holiest of holies, even in there, the step even changes.
Amen.
The step even changes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we are pregnanted by the Holy Ghost.
Pregnanted by the Holy Ghost.
It's
difficult for a pregnant woman to wear a stiletto. She's wearing a stiletto like this. Is it possible?
Condition yaku. Dressing in
this kind of dressing cannot.
Apa ushadi kupeka busu zakada ya?
You don't need to wear these shoes.
Dress zakada.
You don't need this dress anymore.
Amen. Condition ino could guide
you. Condition will guide you
on the appropriate dressing.
Mapekero akakwa nakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana wamu ina veil.
When you are in the inner veil.
Wamu holiest of
holies. When you are in the holiest of holies.
By the Shekinah glory.
You are seeing with the light of the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Amen.
That man we are not a brother Branham.
That man which brother Branham speaks of.
Anonzi akaenda akashai was.
And his name was not found.
Paagadi, you need to appeal.
Paagadi, you need to appeal.
Because you can't go and appeal.
And then you need to appeal.
Paagadi,
you need to appeal. When he started going to appeal.
The light.
And chieza,
Chaga kuona man.
He was seeing
it was the light.
Changa jiri chieza.
Changa jiri candlestick.
It was not a candlestick. It was not the moon. It was not the stars.
It was the glory of the Lord.
When he was walking. Going.
Before he even was asked.
He failed the inadequate.
Just by the light. I'm not okay.
I cannot.
Paga who is it? Who is the
approaching me.
He was asking, ndiye aniko ari kusvika pedyo
neni? Akatoparara kuda.
He was finished already.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that light.
Chiedza icho.
Light as light kunga riri kuona nekukobvaona.
It appeared as if you could see through.
Kana kunyepa unyepi.
You cannot even lie.
Kana uchinamata uri mu holiest of holies.
When you worship in the holiest of holies, you cannot lie. It's impossible to lie.
Amen.
Amen.
Because imomo,
but in there,
it's God.
Muna mari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's God in
muna
there.
Muna mari mu holiest of holies.
Do munonzi mune rest.
There is rest in the
come unto me.
We are
all ye that labor.
Yes,
and I will give you rest. The rest is not in the outer court. It's not in the middle court. It's in the holiest of holies. There you rest. Amen.
Amen.
There you commune with God.
When a road that was dry,
it was quickened up.
It forgot it had no roots.
Ikabukira.
It did budded.
Ikaita maruwa.
It sprouted.
Ikabereka.
It both
by the presence.
Ne upo yakapinda mai.
What you ukapinda into that presence?
Wewe ukapinda mu upo iwo.
All things are possible.
Zvinhu zvese zvinokwanisika.
Even upenyu hwako huri dry zvakadii.
Even if your life is dry.
Even uri barren zvakadii.
Even if you are barren.
Kana tsvimbo.
When a dry road, a dry, very dry road,
yakabereka.
When it bore fruit,
it's not going to be conference of God.
Which was not created even in the image of God.
Go away.
What about you?
If you go into this place,
ukapinda mupo u.
Amen. You will bud.
Unotobukira iwewe.
You will produce fruit.
Uchaita zviberekwe iwewe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the presence.
Nekuda kwe upo wacho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ende kana wamo imomo.
When you are in that presence,
munonetsa kuti utange kuda kunyeya munhu.
You cannot gossip somebody when you go into that place.
Zvinhu zvava kutongoona imomo
mai. What you are seeing in that
furniture yacho irimo.
Even the type of furniture in there.
The cherubim.
The cherubim.
The mercy seat.
Chigaro chejasha.
Humbuti wakazvitarisa izvozvo
mbona vakazvitarisa.
Ah, brother ningi wakazondipa.
Brother ningi wakazondipa paipa.
Brother ningi wakanditsuka paipa.
Wakatarisa
nini the message?
When you are facing the message, no.
It can't.
Azviti.
It's incompatible.
Azvikwanisike izvo.
Kana waikoko.
When you are in the holiest of holies.
Vakuona kunyerenyere hwekudenga.
You are seeing the glory, the heavenly glory.
The message of God.
Chigaro chetsi
cha Mwari. The cherubim.
Ma cherubim.
The seraphim.
My seraph.
Man. Ishi wati basire.
If the Lord help us.
Tula kuti mwari wati basire.
Want the Lord to help us.
Tina mati timu jimbo
chene chene. So that we can worship in the holiest of holies.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham wati uza.
Brother Branham has told us.
Kuti iwewe.
You.
Wani makamuri matatu. Uri wani.
Three coats in one.
Iwe ndi ono jiziwa.
You know yourself.
Mwimbaka imba ndiwe unozviziva.
I said you know yourself. What's in your heart, you know it. Amen.
Ndiwono nyasa kuziva upenyu
wako. Know yourself. Better.
Amen.
Amen.
Even kana matiro kati kutaraika
kaka. Even the way we worship that we are saying you know it.
Kuti hapo ndini hapo.
Ah, it's me.
Ah, Mwari wati basire.
Oh Lord, help us. It's me.
Hapo ndini hapo.
It's me that is being spoken of.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tiro kuti ishe wati basire.
May the Lord help us.
Tiite move.
So into that the we can move into the holiest of holies.
Iko,
when we are in the holiest of holies,
we are communing with God.
There
all things are possible.
Yes, yes,
whatever
you speak in that
when
presence,
when you get lost in prayer, you speak
things that
you
won't
you
even imagine.
You don't think what you are saying. You are praying from the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking. Your mind is closed. Now, you can't think. You are going by the anointing which is around you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. As we stand to our feet.
Pane chimbo chinonzi. Tariro.